You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our scripture reading is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Then said I, "Ha, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." But the Lord said unto me, "Say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord." We are at a time in our generation where young preachers are being silenced. You see, God is raising young preachers who have not been corrupted by the corruption of ministry. But rather than listen to them, we will say, "Who are they? They are too young. They are speaking to elders." This is God calling Jeremiah. Even Jeremiah acknowledged that he's a young man. How can he be speaking to men who are 80 years old, 90 years old? How can he go and confront the high priest, who are all old men, the Pharisees, the Sadducees? But God said, "Don't say I'm a child." And God told him that, he said, "But the Lord said unto me, say not I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." You cannot tell Jeremiah and say, "No, this is how to speak." Some of you will even advise Jeremiah and say, "Jeremiah, you should go to the house of the high priest and talk to them one-on-one, instead of standing at the front of the temple and proclaiming all these things you are saying. Why can't you just go to them?" You know, the human way of thinking is satanic. It's satanic. They will say, "Hey, Jeremiah, why don't you pray for them?" God is calling a man. God is putting his word in him. That word is like fire. You know, some years ago, I had a revelation in which Jesus Christ was weeping in heaven. And he was saying, "When will my church be ready?" And in my room where I was physically crying also. And I was saying, "Why was my Lord crying?" And the Father said, "Listen to his cry." And I heard, "Why? When will my church be ready?" And that was when the Lord said, "Go and get my church ready." I came out of that experience with fire in my bone. I wasn't a conventional preacher. I wasn't going to preach because I want to succeed or because I want to make money. I'm preaching because I saw Jesus weeping. And it's a driving force till today. It's as fresh as if it was there. And it was 2002, November 2002. This is 2025. It's still as fresh in my spirit. So I was shocked when I would speak and everybody seems to be like, "Take it easy. Take it cool. What is your problem? What is it? You can't talk to people. No, in ministry, you don't correct people. You don't do this." I was shocked because there was something I saw that completely changed my life. That Jesus had been waiting for over 2,000 years for his church to be ready. And men have held captive the church of God. One day I said, "Lord, how about all these ministers, these popular men?" And the Lord said they had betrayed him. And he asked me a question that day, and I wept so much. He said, "Will you betray me?" I couldn't know how to answer to him. I said, "Lord, you have to help me." He said, I called this man, but he has betrayed me. Brethren, don't silence the voice of God in your generation. When God wanted to rebuke Eli, it was Samuel he raised. If it was in our generation, you will say, but Samuel, you can go and meet Eli now. You can go and meet him and be praying for him. Many of you will silence him. A lot of preachers will rise up and begin to do video. All these young preachers today who are speaking against fathers. Brethren, they are not speaking against fathers. They are speaking the mind of the Father in heaven. They have no business against the fathers. They are speaking the mind of God. God said, "Don't look at their faces. You shall speak to them everything I ask you to speak." God is not a respecter of person. Did you know that there was a time people live up to 900 years on the face of the earth? And then you today, because of a 90-year-old man, you will say we should keep quiet. We should not speak.
because you don't want a 90-year-old man to be offended. How about the Ancient of Days? How about not offending the King of Kings? How about not offending the Alpha and the Omega? How about not offending the beginning and the end? How about not offending the one that never grows old? Jeremiah, that was why he was able to obey the call of God upon his life. He was sent by God. He didn't wake up and say he wanted to be speaking against the high priest. The same thing happened to Ezekiel. And God was revealing the sin of these people. And God said, go and say it. Sometimes we forget that Jesus was just 30 years old. And he was rebuking people who were older than him. John the Baptist was only 3 years. It was only 6 months older than Jesus. So they were basically of the same age. That was a 30-year-old man rebuking the Pharisees. Some of them were 50, 60, 80s. And calling them brood of vipers. If it were you today, what would you say? You will say he's putting a curse upon himself. You say he can never grow. In fact, the day you heard that they killed John the Baptist, you say yes, because he was rude to the elders. That's what you keep saying. You are part of those that are silencing the voice of God in our generation. God is greater than any man. God is not a respecter of persons. Let those who are fathers, let them do what a father should do by leading right, by preaching Jesus Christ. You are only a father when you preach Jesus. You are not a father because you are 90 years old. It's not by age. It is by the truth that you stand for. Today, people are perishing. People are perishing in Saudi Arabia, perishing in North Korea, perishing in China, perishing in a lot of countries. But our pastors are going on cruise. They are going on cruise. They are buying Rolls Royce for one another. And then you say, keep quiet. Don't say anything against them. Go and meet them. Go and meet them somewhere. Go and meet them in their house and talk to them. God forbid. We will speak only that which God asks us to speak. We will speak to anyone he asks us to speak to. And it's not disrespect. I have no business disrespecting anybody. But I respect God. And we will say whatever he asks us to say. But let's be careful that we do not silence the voice of young people in our generation. Because I noticed in my experience. I was very young. And I was just wondering, why are these people not in a haste? Why are they not in a hurry? Why can't they see the heart of God? Many preachers, when I hear preachers preaching on the pulpit, laughing, joking, telling stories, my spirit is grieved. I'm like, can't this man understand the mind of God? Can't this man see what is going on? Satan is unleashing his everything. Satan got is unleashing it as we speak on the face of the earth. For he knew that his time is short. But God's children do not know that we don't have time anymore. There is no urgency in our preaching. There is no urgency in our walk with God. We will rather condemn people who are preaching the truth, fight them, tell them to keep quiet. We rather protect the reputation of false preachers. And you know, some of you, you're already in love with many of these preachers. You can't even see they are wrong. You can't even accept that these people have deviated from the truth. Who called you to come and be falling in love with preachers? Are you not supposed to follow the truth? But you know, you have so much elevated them, you can't see them do any wrong. Some of you are not concerned about the false prophet. You are concerned rather about the false prophet. You are not concerned about the people that the false prophet are deceiving. You don't care whether they deceive people. All you want is the reputation of the false prophet must be maintained. But God is raising a generation. God is raising people with voice that are not into ministry for money, for empire, for personal glory, for anything. But they are born servant of Jesus. Because they've seen the heart of their master, they are being released into the harvest. May you not be one of those people that will silence them. And I tell you, you will not succeed in silencing them. For the word of God will prevail in the end. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.